following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Behind every great coach is a great and ever-evolving, game-changing playbook. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've created the B-Dub Sauce Lab. Here, we're hard at work concocting, crafting, and innovating brand-new mouth-watering flavors, from sweet to sizzling to downright scorching. Each sauce will be released one by one throughout the year, and they'll be anything but predictable, like any great playbook. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com/SauceLab to find out which limited-time sauce is in store now, because they won't be here forever.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show, a Wednesday edition. Seems like we've already done this. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on today's program. How's it going?
That's a midweek thing. When you feel like you're kind of in that rut already, that's a midweek thing.
What is that, Vuja Day?
Yeah, it's like that stuff has never happened to me before. Something like that.
La la la, la la la. Coming up on the program today, at the end of the show, we'll be talking with Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad. They are halfway home in the Big Ten. We'll find out what the coach thinks about where they've been, where they're going. Obviously, we'll talk to him about Taylor Fish, Kearney's own, that's now the starting catcher. He's been seeing some time. We had Taylor on, a couple weeks ago after another clutch hit. He got another clutch hit on Saturday in the Northwestern Series, driving in a game-tying run, drew a bases-loaded walk to drive in a run in the second game. And with Tanner Lubach getting injured, now he's the starting catcher, so we'll talk about that. Holly Carnes, UNK softball coach for our Loper Link, will also be joined by Holden Armstrong of the Buffalo County Community Health Partners. They've got some exciting summer things coming up and some events here right around the corner that we will talk about. You hear about the healthy living all the time during the day here on ESPN Radio, and we'll talk about a couple of specifics that are going on out there.
And I feel better that I'm drinking water, because last time they were here, I wasn't. You had the big old smug of soda there.
See,
so
now I have to tell on you again.
I only have one a day.
You have two in the office. That's what I see.
Well, there's
take one home, then
there's a rotation. You got to clean them.
Is there only one of those, two of those 96 ounces, or what do you got?
It's not 96, and I have two of them, and they're great mugs. They keep things nice and cold.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever you want to put in there cold will stay cold for a long period of time.
Well, if you would like to join us on today's Doug and Daddy Show, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. You can also give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The NFL has decided tonight's the night that they're going to release the schedule. NFL Network, ESPN.
Psych! Too. Psych! Just kidding. Psych!
They're not making such a big deal of it, I don't think, this year. I don't know why. Like, it's like ESPN story said, it kind of turned into a national holiday almost. They make a big production of it. They break it down. It's fun. It's fun. Everybody then starts making their plans for the season, when they're home, when they're away.
Well, you kind of mentioned this the other day, that when you know, Nebraska plays at Northwestern, you'd see if the Bears are going to be in town. A few years back when UNK played up at Minnesota Duluth, the Vikings happened to be in town, and we kind of grabbed a game doing it that way. So you do like to kind of compare that stuff. And you know, I have a team. I love the Dolphins. I'm always kind of curious what their schedule is going to be. But let's face it, when you like them, it's hard to kind of schedule a trip to ever go watch them play. But if you're a Chiefs fan, a Broncos fan, or even a Vikings fan, or the Packers, I mean, those are all trips that are somewhat a lot more doable than making a trip down to Miami. So it's kind of fun to see where your team's going to be at and see whether or not you can squeeze in a trip to them.
Well, yeah, see if Miami's going to come up here.
Well, I think their home game, their road games where they're getting close isn't very close. I think New Orleans is the closest game I'd be able to watch the Dolphins play. So it's not real close.
I think they're in Denver this year.
I think they play Denver in Miami, if I remember.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think they're in. I think they're in Miami.
Yeah, this isn't that home and home stuff either.
No,
there might be a case where Miami hasn't played at Denver in 12 years.
Yeah, and last time they did, I was there. So I mean, it rotates around.
Who won?
Miami. Okay. They hit a field goal. Elam hit a field goal to take the lead in the final 42 seconds.
And then Jan Stenerud won the game.
No. It was Lindo Mare.
Oh, Lindo Mare.
Oh.
Yes, it's time for our Loper Lake, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans.
Are we serenading Holly?
Good, no. God, no, she would have hung up by now. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. The Lopers played a doubleheader yesterday, split with Chadron State, and they've got Fort Hays State to wrap up the season this week. Holly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Randy, how you doing, Hall?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm confused. And have
why?
Been.
Why are you confused?
That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, aren't you always
confused? That's the rest of the show. That's the rest of the show.
I have had this problem for a long time, but without going to the doctor's office, you explained to me, because I corresponded with outstanding sports information guy Peter Yazvak today.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
You played Chadron State yesterday, which was makeup games, and you'd already had a long layoff. Am I to understand that the Fort Hays State games this weekend are non-conference?
Well, two are conference and two are non-conference in region games.
Okay, and so the two down there count, and the two up here count, but not towards the standings?
Right.
Okay, all right.
So we have to play our travel partner twice. That's just a stipulation in the MIAA.
All right. Well, see, that helps me out.
There you go.
So you're ready to go.
There you go. Yes.
Holly, you guys are on the outside looking in with only two games to go here. Is there a chance to make the postseason?
Well, if we get some help from some of the other teams, there's a little bit of chance. So we need some people to fall on their face a little bit. So we're cheering against some people. But,
hey,
yeah.
Damon said the same thing yesterday. So, you know, it's always nice to get a little help from your friends.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've just had trouble finishing this year. We've lost a lot of one-run ball games, and it just seems like we beat ourselves a lot this year in the fifth and sixth inning. So, you know, where we've had a bit of a letdown, whether it be defensively, you know, just not playing on all sides of the ball. So that's just been a little bit of a frustration for us, but you know, that's just the way that it is. And we've had a little bit of adversity as of late. Our number two pitcher last week had emergency appendectomy. Mm. Our starting center fielder, we found out, had mono, but she's on the tail end of it. So, you know, she'll be able to play this weekend. And then the gal with the appendectomy hopefully will, you know, bounce back and be able to throw some innings for us. And then yesterday, our number one got hit in the nose and broke her nose. Pitching for us. So it's just been one of those interesting years. So, I mean, we all have them. And Damon's gone through the same thing, you know, a bit too. His are position players. So if we could just swap out some position players and he could give us some pitchers, you know, maybe we could swing something there. But, you know, we just have to deal with it, and we've got to you know, get over the adversity and you know, play with heart. And that's what we're planning on doing.
Well, you kind of mentioned playing with heart. You had a nice win yesterday, somewhat dramatic for you guys. Is that something that you're kind of hoping you're able to build on as you take on a lot of Fort Hays coming up here shortly?
Yeah, you know, and Bailey, again, is another kid that has faced some adversity. You know, last year she broke a knuckle and was able to pitch some for us, and we thought she would be our number one in the next few years for us. And then she's had some back and shoulder injuries as well. You know, we thought she would only be able to give us three innings, and actually she gave us 11 yesterday. So we actually have 1.5, and I was telling one of our Grand Island kids, she pitched in high school, I said, well, Sid, get out there and start throwing a little bit because we might need to use you as well. So, you know, Bailey showed a lot of heart and was able to get through 11 innings after Taryn got injured for us. So it was dramatic. And, you know, just watching Bailey, you know, give her heart and soul out there was a big deal for us. So, yeah, we're playing our tails off for our seniors now. And, you know, we just want them to go out on top.
Yeah, Bailey Backus yesterday came in, had to throw the final 3 1/3 after the injury to Taryn Trosper. And then she throws the complete game 6-hitter to get the win in the nightcap, which, as Randy alluded to, was exciting. A lot of runs there at the end in the 6th and the 7th innings. And Kate's able to push across the winner. Take me through that 7th inning. And Kate's leading you in average and really maybe, I don't know if she's the team MVP, but she's got to be among the couple that you're considering.
Oh, yeah. Kate struggled a little bit. She couldn't stay back. The last kid we saw was kind of a thumber. She, you know, kept us off balance. And finally made, you know, an adjustment her last couple at bats. And actually, we had no outs, and we had the bases loaded. And we had a pop out and then, I believe, a ground out. And then Kate came up with two outs and hit a nice line drive into the outfield. Then when Kate's a 6-foot, I mean, she strokes the ball. And, you know, the kid, it was on a line, and our outfielder's coach was like, well, if she would have dove, she would have caught that. But you know what? She hit that ball so hard, that kid didn't really have a chance. And she, you know, drove in the winning run. And it was definitely, I'm starting to get gray hair, you guys. I feel like I've aged 15 years. But it was all worth it. You know, it was a big win. And to see Bailey get that win, you know, because she hasn't been able to pitch much this year was, you know, a big deal. And then we had our senior banquet last night. So, you know, to be able to talk about those girls and, you know, all that they've done for us and to have them go, you know, go out with a win yesterday was awesome.
And obviously, you still have an opportunity to pick up some more, but it's Fort Hays that you're battling, a couple of doubleheaders coming up here in the next few days. Talk a little bit about what Hays brings and what you guys are going to have to do this weekend.
You know, though, Hays is a different team. They had Maddie Hollab, and she was an All-American for them last year, pitcher. So without her in the equation, you know, they've split a lot. They've got some hard-throwing pitchers, and usually that's what we hit pretty well. And they've kind of been a bit on the skids as of late. So, you know, I think that we match up pretty well with them if we can keep them off balance. So, you know, I'm excited to play them. I do feel like they're a different team without her. So, you know, I think our chances are pretty good against them if we just show up to play and we, you know, stay consistent. So, you know, for our seniors, this could possibly be it. So they're going to play with everything that they've got. So, you know, we can't be counted out. Like I said, it's not like people are rolling us. You know, we're not a bad team. So, you know, here we come, and we have nothing to lose. So our kids are going to come out on fire. So I feel good about this weekend. I really do.
Holly Carnes with us for just another minute here on the Loper Link, UNK softball coach. Let me ask you something totally off the mark because I didn't realize this yesterday, but we were talking about Lincoln University, and Damon, we were talking about their baseball team because they need some help. Well, Lincoln's 0-32. And their softball team is 0-22. We keep talking about the MIAA and the giant that it is. There's obviously some schools that are having bumps in the road. What's the story there?
With Lincoln?
Yeah.
You know, I talked to their coach, and it's hard to recruit there as well. I don't know what the story is there, really.
Is it funding facilities? Do they just not concentrate on that down there? I mean, that just seems odd, no matter what conference you would look at, to have two programs that would be in trouble like that.
Right, yeah. I just don't know if they're, you know, really concerned with that, with their programs, or what the deal is. But, you know, I know that she said it's really hard to recruit down there, you know, and I don't know how much support that they get, you know. So, you know, we're blessed to have an amazing, you know, new athletic director and, you know, support. And, I mean, you know, they had just a couple players that were fairly decent, but, you know, nothing else. So, and we haven't been down there to play, so I have not been able to see their facilities. So, you know, and I guess, was Damon down there? Did he go down there to play?
I'd have to check
remember.
The schedule.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd have
think
to.
So.
I think maybe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they've been here the last 2 years, so I've not been able to see their facilities or anything else, but, you know, she said it's impossible to recruit down there. You know, and when
that's
you don't have any money and you're, you know, down there and you've got to recruit against all the other MIAA schools, you know, we're now going to Arizona. We're trying to get Iowa kids. You know, it's tough for us to recruit in Kansas City and St. Louis just because the other MIAA schools have so much scholarship money and their facilities are so nice. And, you know, we're just trying to do whatever we can to recruit. So, I mean, the nice thing is, you know, Kearney's an amazing place. The school's amazing, you know, and now we're working toward, you know, better facilities, and we've got a bright future here. So,
well, Holly, we'll wrap it up with this. No matter what happens this weekend, if you do make it into the tournament, great. If you don't, we'll be looking forward to next year. What's the future of the Loper softball team look like here as far as underclassmen and what they've learned this year and how that could build for next season?
We've got Katie Rui coming back, Aaron Dwyer. You're going to see, some new faces, a lot of new faces. We've signed 4 JUCO kids from, PC, Phoenix College. They're number one in the nation right now in junior college. We've got their number one pitcher coming in. She throws 64 to 65. We've also got, their leading base dealer. She was number one in the nation in stolen bases as well.
Nice.
And then we also got another outfielder from there, and then the pitcher's catcher. So we're pretty excited about that group. And then we also just got contacted as well by another JUCO transfer as well. Her boyfriend's going to play football here. So she is another gal from Arizona. So we're going to look a lot different, you guys. We also got a commitment from another nice left-handed pitcher here in Nebraska, and then signed 2 pitchers from Colorado as well. So we're going to have more depth in the pitching department as well. A lot of speed and power. So, you know, we're excited about the future, and we're going to be able to compete a little bit more in the MIAA. So we're excited about the future.
All right, girl, we'll get some wins this weekend. It's, you know, as always, we love chatting with you, whether it's on the show or not. So best of luck this weekend, and as always, thanks for the time.
Well, and I love your guys' support, and I enjoy talking to you guys, too. So thank you guys for taking the time to have us on the
program. Take care, Holly.
Take care, Holly.
Yep. Holly Carnes, head coach of the UNK softball team. They're on the road Saturday, and hopefully the weather's nice enough that they can play at home for senior day on Sunday and send them out with some wins. That is part of our Loper Link. Also want to let you know that this is for you. The UNK baseball team will have Bark in the Park at Memorial Field on Saturday. Fans that bring their dog or a charitable animal food item will receive a discount on their ticket. All animal food items received at the gate will support the Kearney Animal Shelter. They'll have some folks in attendance. They'll bring treats, probably for the dogs, as well as dogs they currently have up for adoption for baseball that will be going on Saturday that starts at 1 o'clock. It is senior day for the Lopers as well. Friday, Facebook Friday. Any fan that visits UNK Athletics on Facebook, prints off the voucher, receives a discount as well for a baseball team.
Well, my dog MJ will be able to take in her first game of the year. That'll be nice for her. She's a huge baseball fan. Usually it's not watching as much as is chewing, but still, she's a huge baseball fan.
That's nice. The Loper golf teams, women are fifth, the men are eighth, playing into the final round today at the MIAA Championships in Lawrence, Kansas. Windy, I'm sure, there as well. The UNK track team will head to the Nebraska Wesleyan Open tomorrow. They were all over the place at the California, Mount Sac Relays, the Kansas Relays, the Doan Relays over the past weekend. Michael Thalkett in the shot, Stephanie Hutzel in the 800, Jay Kilpatrick in the pole vault, all turned in their season best efforts. So congratulations to them. Also, the MIAA Tennis Championships will be played in Springfield, Missouri, starting on Friday. UNK men will play Emporia State. The women will play Northwest Missouri State. The finals are Sunday. The Lopers are the 3 seed on both sides. And I don't know if we mentioned this last week. Caitlin Pulaski of Hastings, Madeline Doty of North Platte have signed to play soccer for the UNK women. And the 5th annual Loper Football Backers Banquet and fundraising event will be held on Tuesday, May the 6th at the Eunice Conference Center. If you have been familiar with this, you know what it's about. If not, you can go to lopers.com. They've got some of the meal, the silent auction, the live auction, and things like that. Coach Morris will be joining us next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about it. But they've got John Elway helmet and jersey, Peyton Manning signed football and jersey. They've got a Phil Mickelson putter, boxing gloves autographed by Sylvester Stallone, game packages, just a variety of things.
Oh, check a out ton of sports memorabilia and some great trips in there as well. It's a wonderful fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun. And to a good cause. Hey, go Lopers, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. That's going to be our Loper Link for this Wednesday, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Coming up later on in the program, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad. Up next, Holden Armstrong is going to pop in from the Buffalo County Community Health Partners. They've got some exciting events going on. We'll talk about that here on the Doug and Daddy Show in a moment.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Colin Cowart. You know that I'm impatient. I hate wasting time. To me, the biggest waste of time, going to the post office. Dreadful. Not just the drive there, finding parking and waiting. Oh, you know all about GERT. That's why I love stamps.com. No GERT. You can bring all the services of the post office right to your desk. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you use your own computer, and you use your own printer. Then you just hand it to your mail carrier. Finally get your mailing and shipping done on your schedule, not circling the post office behind that big fat car. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com is open 24/7. No lines. Never waste your time or effort again. You need Stamps.com. We all do. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, get there. Click on the mic, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. I'm impatient. You're impatient. Go to Stamps.com. They figure out the patient thing.
A wind advisory is in effect for our listening area. We'll have a chance for rain early on, and then we could see more showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this afternoon. Some of those storms could even turn severe. Expect a high temperature near 79 degrees. Right now, it's 63.
I'm sure this is to let everybody know that Paul McCartney, if they hadn't heard by now, is coming to Pinnacle Bank. Is that
Sir,
biggest,
Sir Paul McCartney.
Is that the biggest show just because it's Paul McCartney? I heard a lot of people, I'm serious, say, good God, he's 71. The Beatles are 40 years ago. So is it a big deal or not a big deal?
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal.
It is. I mean, all of today's music is based on the foundation built by the Beatles, period. End of discussion.
Now, would Paul McCartney, of everything that they've had there so far, be number one on my list of people to see? I don't know. He'd definitely be in the top three or four, though.
Yeah. And again, it's going to be a little bit older demographic. But if you don't like Beatles music, you don't like music. I mean, seriously. I mean, there's foundations and everything.
Did you just call yourself
old? No.
I didn't have to do that.
I can do it myself. But, I mean, it holds true. The classics are still the classics. There's a reason that they're the classics.
By the way, Jeffrey did find the schedule that your Miami Dolphins.
I was wrong.
Is it Denver?
Denver.
In Denver.
And they'll be in Denver. So. And the last time I went there, it was a night game. It was that Sunday night game. It's awesome.
And does Mile High mean anything more now? I just wonder. Let's take a
nice.
Look at our.
Saw what you did there.
Let's
I
take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked yesterday who should win the NBA's MVP, and 80% went with Kevin Durant. 20% were LeBron James fans. And we talked about this a lot yesterday when the Big Ten Network announced Nebraska would be on a couple of night football games. Which kickoff time, from a fan's perspective, would you rather have for Nebraska games, 11 a.m. or an 8 p.m.? Randy, weigh in. What do you like better?
I like the night games better. To me, it's a fun environment. It gives me more opportunities to kind of watch it either in person or on television. Because whatever I'm doing, I'll have done by 8 o'clock at night. So
yeah, and I was surprised that just about everybody yesterday said night games, night games, night games, night games, night
yeah.
games.
Yeah, it's a fun environment. And like I say, you can actually watch it and not have to worry about, I got to go outside and finish doing the yard stuff once you're done with the game.
Nebraska's 39-5 in night games at Memorial Stadium since their first one in 1986, including 13 consecutive wins at home at night. Even through the rough times, Nebraska continues to pick up wins. Well, we can all get a little bit healthier, and the Buffalo County Community Health Partners continues to do a great job. And Holden and Tana are in to tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on here in the very near future. Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Well, I think everybody knows Holden's voice. I think it's on the radio about as much as anybody's around here. So great to see you in person again. But a couple of activities that I know you want to touch on, but there's a lot of things going on. What I want to start with is explain to the folks what exactly Buffalo County Community Health Partners is and what it is you guys do basically on a daily basis.
Okay, we are a nonprofit organization, and we run several coalitions working towards 5 strategic directions to building a healthier Buffalo County. I'm here with Activate Buffalo County, who is part of the Active Living and Healthy Eating strategic direction.
Yeah, and I'm with Positive Pressure. I'm the coalition coordinator, and our strategic direction would be the high impact prevention. So.
How many people are all, you talk about 5 different, I mean, is there 5 different heads? How many people will work for you guys or are under the umbrella of this?
Oh, there, I couldn't even say hundreds, 100 at least,
Yeah.
Because there's about 10 coalitions working in the 5 strategic directions. We have our board of directors. We have a couple other boards, like a planning and measurement committee, making sure everything's on the up and up. And, yeah, a ton of people, that's what's great about Kearney is everybody is willing to come together. We have so many partners working on different projects, different programming to build a healthier Buffalo County.
And a big part of that, obviously, exercise, diet are probably, 2 of the 5 areas that you guys hit more than anything else. What you put in your body and then what you do with your body.
Yeah, healthcare is really shifting a lot towards preventative care rather than corrective care, Take care of problems before you have them rather than going to the doctor to fix them. So a lot of our stuff is prevention, substance abuse prevention that Tana works on, and just education.
Well, Tana, let's start there with Positive Pressure because the prescription drug take-back is coming up. In this day and age, sometimes they end up in the wrong hands, and I think if we watch the news, we kind of know that folks can have problems with that. But tell us what's going on first off with this.
Yeah, exactly. Our prescription drug take back is a biannual event. It's put on by our Buffalo County Sheriff's Office to and the DEA to collect unwanted and unused prescription medication. They actually happen all across the country, but ours is put on right here in Kearney. The upcoming take back is April 26th, which is this Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's at the Good Samaritan Hospital's north parking lot near the 25th Street and A Avenue.
And obviously prescription drugs you're looking at, but there's a wide range of things that you guys are looking to get turned in.
Really anything that you have in your medicine cabinet that's unused, unwanted, or you don't want in the hands of somebody who might abuse that is what we're looking for. So, and if you have questions, bring it and we'll let you know. So.
Dana, what is the difference between just taking that bottle of pills and throwing it in the trash or bringing it this Saturday?
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you're disposing of it properly. That's why we go through the DEA to make sure that, you know, we don't want it flushed through to get through our water systems. We don't want it thrown in the trash because then, you know, it can be easily accessed by somebody who shouldn't have it. So just making sure that it's taken care of properly.
And Holden, obviously, the Healthy Kids Weekend is coming up around the corner as well. Where you're looking at the emphasis right now is kind of getting unplugged. You know, the idea of playing outside doesn't mean you sit in the shade and play on your iPad. I mean, it's trying to get them more involved physically.
Yeah, what I've kind of been saying lately is it's better to go outside than Google pictures of it. You know, you can play on your tablet and explore the forests of some weird little game, or you can just go outside.
And that's also going on this weekend, and there's a variety of things that are going on. Take us through some of the events.
Yeah, it's going to be both days, Saturday and Sunday, this weekend, I guess. It starts with the path walk and the bike bowl, which the bike bowl started in 1967, went for like 20 or so years and then went on hiatus. So it's back for the first year.
Cool.
So if you're not registered, you can go watch and see the races. And then on Saturday, we also have the storybook walk at Harmon at 11, which is going to be really cool. It's Eric Carle's head to toe. And so they take a page out of the book and have it every, you know, like 30 or 40 feet. And you get to the page, you do an activity, you get a little prize. So it's really a good way to get the kids to be physically active because it's, you know, focused on head to toe, the body. Sunday, there's a family mall walk at Hilltop, and then there's going to be a bicycle Sunday. You ride your bike starting at the UNK Spillway, go down through Yanny, across Betty's Trail, end at Kearney Cinema 8. And if you fill out your punch card, you can win a 2014 pool pass.
Ooh.
Which is awesome.
that's a whole
that.
Yeah,
the
season.
Parents would love that as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot summer, so pool pass right there. And then on both days, the YMCA will be open to the public for free. All their stuff is open to anybody. You don't have to be a member. They have free T-shirts. And then Elks Country Golf will have events both days. Mini golf lessons, healthy snacks. There's a puppet show. The Boy Scouts will be out there. Just a ton of stuff.
There's a bounce house.
Yeah, yes,
there's
bounce house.
A bounce house. I don't care what else is going on. There's a bounce house.
I'm afraid it might bounce somebody else out of there. And what you guys are kind of emphasizing as much as anything are some lifelong activities like bike riding, like golf, and things like that to try to have that long term. Because we're not, obviously, it's a healthy kids weekend, but obviously, it's trying to learn some life skills that they'll keep forever.
Right. It is just one weekend. I wish we could do it every weekend, but I think I'd go gray, all my hair would turn gray. But it is kind of just trying to get that spark, you know. You can go out and go to any of these places anytime you want. The park system here is amazing. There are so many activities going on. It's really trying to get the kids out there and the families out there and show the families that, you know, you can take your kids out and let them burn off some energy and get healthy.
We're talking with Holden and Tana here with Buffalo County Community Health Partners. And Tana, I know there's a lot of people that get together and either help you or donate their time. Is there a few of those that you would like to mention?
Yes. We really can't do it without all these people. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, the volunteers from our Good Samaritan Hospital, through the pharmacy, the Elks Lodge 984, Two Rivers Public Health Department, and Positive Pressure, which is all powered by Buffalo County Community Partners. And we love having them all come out and volunteer for us, and it's great to see their faces every year.
And Holden,
like you said, this is this weekend. If folks want to know more, get involved, maybe even be part of what you guys do, or how to maybe keep their kids going, where, hey, yeah, it was a fun weekend. We walked through the park and we rode our bike. But if they're looking for more ideas, I know that you guys got a lot of ways that folks can do activities on their own. What do they
need
to do?
Right, yeah. I would just go to activatebuffalocounty.com. It says Healthy Kids Weekend all over the place. There's a thing at the top. There's a big picture. Click that if you want info on Healthy Kids Weekend. But we have tons of resources on all our campaigns. You know, Be Active, Unplug, Rethink Your Drink, and Lighten Up. Our active blog is filled with, you know, fun information and then active events in the community. I just put one up. The YMCA has, what is it? It's a free program, Jump for Fun or something like that, where they go to a different park during the week, and it's totally free. The kids can come out. So we have tons of different local activities and a calendar of activities, so you can find out, you know, if you're kind of bored, you want to unplug, what could you do? What are your options?
Outstanding stuff.
Yeah, a lot of fun things to do. And again, this is all things that are very affordable. Some of the activities you're talking about, absolutely free. And, you know, going to the park, play frisbee golf, not a lot of setup cost and a lot of various fun things that you can do outside.
Mm-hmm. And we do have, we're working on our community building block parties, which has the do-it-yourself yard games kit. We have a ton of cool games that you can make with household materials. And we've been going around. We had our jumbo tic-tac-toe, which is made out of cardboard, and kids love it. They get addicted to it. They're just playing tic-tac-toe for an hour. So, you know, it took like 10 minutes to build. Build this, and your kids will be doing that instead of running around the house breaking vases. I don't know.
Well, again, the prescription drug take back is this Saturday from 10 to 2, Good Samaritan Hospital, North parking lot. And then the Healthy Kids Weekend going on all over YMCA, Elks Country Golf, Harmon Park, so many other things up at the mall with the family walk, the bicycle ride over at the bike bowls at the Ron and Carol Cope Safety Center. So you can go online, check it all out, activatebuffalocounty.com. Did we miss anything? Anything else we need to talk about?
I think we covered everything this weekend.
Well, that sounds great. Tana Holden, thanks for coming in. Give us some time, and good luck with all the events this weekend.
Thank you. Hope to see you guys there in the bounce house.
Oh, maybe if they'll let me in the bounce house.
If they'll let me in, I think I would be there. Yeah.
Usually it's kind of an end-of-the-day deal for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the kids away because we may not be the healthiest around. So we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad and a lot more. Stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Colin. Good communication is crucial, of course, for any business, especially when the people you work with aren't in the same office. Happens all the time. Got to stay connected. Got to meet with coworkers, clients. Doesn't matter where they're at. Most times these days, you're not in the same room. That's why millions of small business pros rely on GoToMeeting by Citrix. You should too. A proven solution for meeting and collaborating online. With GoToMeeting, you can share the same screen, you can review documents, presentations in real time, makes it easier for everybody to stay on the same page. It's got built-in HD video conferencing. You just need a webcam to see each other face-to-face. GoToMeeting allows you to present, demonstrate, and just simply meet from anywhere with any Mac, PC, tablet, or smartphone. We use GoToMeeting for the show, Lifesaver. See why millions choose GoToMeeting. Start hosting today face-to-face, online. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our listening area. We'll have a chance for rain early on, and then we could see more showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this afternoon. Some of those storms could even turn severe. It's expect a high temperature near 79 degrees. Right now, it's 63.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Does this mean that Aerosmith is coming to Omaha as well?
That would be great.
No, that would be awesome.
I saw him in Omaha.
I haven't seen them in concert. Them, I wouldn't mind seeing in concert. I haven't seen any of the Beatles in concert, so the Paul McCartney thing is intriguing to me.
It was awesome. Sammy Hagar opened for him.
That's a pretty good double bill.
Sammy Hagar, Aerosmith. That was pretty cool. I'm not a big concert goer. I just am not. And, you know, part of that might not be, you know, hey, the wife wants to do this, the wife wants to do that type of thing, because I know that that happens a lot, too, when it comes to those things. But I went to that one. It was pretty good.
Yeah. I think the biggest name band I went to was The Who, and it was a little bit past their prime, but it was still awesome.
Speaking of Colorado.
That was before, though.
If you want the best live entertainment in the Tri-Cities, Cunningham's is the place to be. Live entertainment every weekend. A great number of bands, a variety of bands. And, of course, that favorite time of the year, and I know they're waiting for it, too, is to get some consistent good weather out in the courtyard, because almost every night there is some kind of different music. Some folks are big time traveling through. Others are local acts. But whether it's live entertainment, an ice cold beverage, or just to have a meal and hang out with your friends, Cunningham's is the place to be. Great kitchen, great food, full menu from sandwiches to pizza to salads to burgers. It's not just bar food, people. It is good, good stuff. Best burgers around at Cunningham's. Open 7 days a week, just like the kitchen is. Coldest draft beer in town. Of course, Wednesday, Randy's favorite day, because it is 8 delicious wings for only $5. Thursday's their beer and pub burger for $6.49. And, of course, happy hour from 3 to 6, where you can get well drinks for $1.50 or the famous big-ass beers for $3.50.
And you get all that stuff out in the courtyard. And, again, it's going to be about 78 degrees on Friday. So it'll be cool at night. It'll be perfect. And then about 75 all day Saturday. So make your plans, man.
Great
plans.
Great atmosphere at Cunningham's. Downtown Kearney on the Bricks. Coming up, Darren Erstad's going to join us here in a little bit. But some honors for Hastings College athletes. Freshman Emily Eckhoff, she is the first ever All-American in bowling at Hastings College. Not an honorable mention.
No. Team. That's first team. That's awesome.
Second team awesome. For Emily. They also have the men's tennis player of the week, and they have the softball player of the week, and Heather Sabata, and I apologize. I've been trying to nail that down. But Heather, first baseman, Hastings, great job for her. They split their doubleheader yesterday. They are back home tomorrow. And Joe Ritzdorf of Hastings is the GPAC men's tennis player of the week. Also, from the I'm glad it's not UNK department, both basketball coaches have now stepped down at Southwest Baptist, part of the MIAA. And I keep saying that because if you're like me, you still are getting used to the MIAA, who's in it, why this is significant. I mean, let's face it.
Well, it's a huge conference. Yeah. There's like 16 teams in it. I mean, it's so large.
But the resignation of Jeff Goit, he was out Southwest Baptist with a record of 180 and 116. He led the Bearcats to the MIAA tournament each season while at Southwest Baptist. 3 MIAA regular season titles, 3 tournament appearances, and this sounds like one of those unfortunate deals from what I'm gathering. Todd Voss stepped down to pursue some other interests as the women's coach last month, who had been at Concordia, who started at Davenport High School, won a state championship there, and was on Amy Stevens' staff. But now, I think for totally different reasons, they're looking for a men's coach.
And again, that's whenever it seems a little weird that a guy with that much success steps away. I think it's very difficult then to find that next replacement. You know, even though you're playing in a pretty good conference, there's just something that puts it up on your radar that you kind of wonder what's going on there that doesn't make that job quite as appealing as what you would like it to be if you're a fan of Southwest Baptist. And again, we kind of talk about that when we talk about people that want to fire a head coach or get rid of a head coach. You understand what you're doing to your program and what you're doing to the likelihood of being able to find somebody else in there if you're having to have a situation like that.
Also, let me just ask you, why is it a big deal that Ndamukong Suh is not at a voluntary workout for the Lions? Is that a big deal?
I personally, myself, I don't think it is, because a little bit of that, I mean, what are they going to work on that he's not already working on? I mean, for if you're trying to get a spot, if you're trying to earn a spot on your team, and I think he's got one, you know, with them being an All-Pro and all, if you're... I don't think it's that big of a deal. I really don't, because, again, you kind of wear yourself out, makes for a longer season. You know, you kind of want to have juice in the batteries at the end of the regular season as well. Would I prefer that he go? Sure, but I also don't think it's a very big deal at all. I don't.
When we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be chatting with the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, Darren Erstad. I was just looking at a very interesting stat that producer Jeffrey continues to just – do a great job on the show. Do we tell him that enough?
No, I don't. I know. But again, you know, he was right about them being in Denver, Miami being in Denver. So it's kind of bad that he knows the Dolphins' schedule better than I do. There's something really wrong with that, but that's on me.
The Royals are 10-9. Okay, that doesn't take a genius to look that up. But as he surveys the Twitter accounts and all of the things that he surveys and does informational news gathering on, the Royals are 10-0 if they score four runs. If they don't, 0-9.
Wow. That can't be more stark, can it?
That's strange. So, like, the fourth run, just shut the TV off, leave
the stadium.
We're done.
We got this.
Darren Erstad joins us in a moment. But first, it's that time of year. The weather is getting nice and the grass is getting green. So if you've not taken the time to stop into Johnson Lawn's new nursery, then you need to get there today and get all the plants, trees, rocks, and flowers you need to make your garden and landscaping projects a breeze. They're open inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 4. So if your garden and landscape are not becoming, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn and Landscape and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney.
It'll be a breeze. I like that.
Back after this with the head coach of the Huskers, Darren Erstad.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting your parts fast is your advance advantage. When you order your parts at AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can pick them up in-store within just 30 minutes. Yeah, that's so fast, we measure it in minutes. Plus, right now, you can save $1.50 each by mail on Denso Platinum TT Spark Plugs. That's a savings of up to $12. Get your parts in minutes, save dollars, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Mailing rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hello, this is Scott for Scotts with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scotts Turf Builder Grass Seed is. Scotts wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scotts.com. Then put down some Scotts Turf Builder Grass Seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scotts Starter Food for...
Of a nine-game road trip, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and the Los Angeles Angels make their only visit of the season to Yankee Stadium.
He scorched it, Mike Trout.
Will it be worth the trip, or will Derek Jeter and the Yankees send them back to L.A.? Glad they're not coming back.
That one's gone! Derek Jeter!
The Yankees and Angels, Saturday at noon and Sunday at 7 on ESPN Radio.
A wind advisory is in effect for our listening area. We'll have a chance for rain early on, and then we could see more showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this afternoon. Some of those storms could even turn severe. Expect a high temperature near 79 degrees. Right now, it's 63.
Just for all you Deadliest Catch fans, the 10th anniversary, or 10th season, got underway last night.
It's been on for 10 years, really?
I guess. It's a strange show.
Well, I mean, how deadly can it be? They've been around for 10 years.
Just for you Deadliest Catch folks. Doug and Danny show rolling on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along with us as we talk a little baseball in Nebraska, right in the middle portion, Randy, of the conference schedule.
And so far, the first half of the season was rolling along very, very well, and then a little hiccup this last weekend.
Well, and so that's why we bring the head coach of the Nebraska baseball team onto the Doug and Daddy Show, Darren Erstad. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time.
How are you doing, guys?
Well, we're doing great. I know some of the guys say with no midweek games that there might be some recruiting going on. I want to start there, and then we'll get into the baseball season. Is there a lot of that going on this week?
Oh, yeah, that never stops. Even when we are playing games, that doesn't stop. So it's we're hard into it, and just keep grinding away.
And again, with no midweek game, Coach, what sort of things are you working on this week?
Well, especially with so many Tuesday, Wednesday games, we haven't had a lot of practice time. So you get some reps in during pregame batting practice. But now, you know, we're able to go out there and get back to some of the fundamentals, really handle the ball and bunt defense and get back to individual defense and just a lot of things that have made us successful, just really touch up on them.
Coach, you guys have been so good at winning the one-run ball games. Now that you went back and looked at what happened with Northwestern this weekend, if it didn't say Northwestern on their jersey and said Illinois, would that have made any difference?
No, not at all. Our guys were completely locked in. It's just where we're at as a team. I mean, we could have easily swept Iowa to start the year. We could have easily been swept. Ohio State, we could have easily been swept in that series, but we found a way to get the clutch hits. This was absolutely no different. We were in position to win those games on the first two games, and we didn't get it done. We just didn't get that big hit. And, you know, when we make the silly mistakes that we make on defense from time to time, and we've had some base running issues, those are going to really get, you know, highlighted in those close games. And, you know, it's one of those things, Northwestern, now, yeah, take away the record, take away the name, and you know, everybody thinks you're going to roll. Well, let me tell you, they have played – through this year, they have played so many games where they're in the sixth, seventh, eighth innings and were you know, a close game, and then it just got sideways on them. And they were able to play better, quite frankly, than we did down the stretch, and that's how you lose.
Not all wins are really built the same. I mean, obviously, being able to salvage a win in a home series against Northwestern was big enough. But the fact that you guys had that dramatic comeback, is that game maybe a little bit more valuable than just picking up that one win? Is that something that really kind of helps you down the stretch in terms of what you guys can build on?
Well, it's huge. You know, we're in a situation where we – you know, I didn't believe our guys were overconfident. I felt that they were locked in. And, you know, a team has an opportunity to sweep you at home on the back end of a doubleheader, and they come and punch you right in the face. I mean, they just swung the bats and hit everything, and they're up 8-2. And, you know, it would appear that we flatlined in the dugout. I was concerned where we were at, you know, from an energy level. And, you know, it was definitely one of those moments during the season where it could go either way. And to the credit of our guys, man, just like they've done so many times, they've fought back and kept fighting and found a way to win a game that at the time looked didn't look too promising. So that's definitely a momentum builder for us and give us an opportunity to, you know, one weekend does not destroy a season. It definitely puts you in a situation where we have to play pretty much error-free baseball the rest of the way. But I still like this team, and I tell you, I'm still convinced that we have not played our best baseball. We have not put together a stretch where we've done everything, been consistent on the base pass, throwing strikes, playing defense, you know, great approach at the plate. That's coming, and we need that to come this weekend.
Nebraska, of course, will go to Michigan this weekend. We'll have the games for you on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS. Husker coach Darren Erstad with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For those that don't know, Nebraska, as of today, leads the Big Ten in batting average. They lead the Big Ten in fielding, and they're right there in the middle in pitching, which has come around for you. But, Coach, you mentioned after the doubleheader Saturday that you're still a little concerned with defense and base running. And even though there weren't a lot of errors here lately, can you kind of expand on what you're seeing?
Well, we just, you know, we on the bases, we've had a couple situations where we've ran into outs where, you know, we needed to tag in a certain situation on a base, and we kind of hesitated and we're throwing out. Getting picked off of first base with nobody out, you know, we had a couple situations where guys assumed that a play was made and stopped running hard on the bases, and we were throwing out. Just, you know, little things like that, defensively, you know, just our communication on fielding bunts. You know, we've done a very good job of that, and for whatever reason, we've gotten a little sideways in a couple of games on that, where they don't show up as errors, but they're definitely mental errors. You know, we might be leading the Big Ten in fielding percentage. You know, that's I don't know, that stat can be kind of skewed a little bit. You know, we're leading the league in batting average, but in Big Ten play, we are not leading the league. I mean, we are hitting about 250 as a team. We have a 310 on base percentage. We have to do a better job of going out there and executing on offense, because you know, the pitching is in the middle of the pack, but our pitching in Big Ten play has been just downright phenomenal. So we need the hitters to step up, and we got to put the whole package together.
Illinois, the Huskers, Michigan, Penn State, Iowa—they're all in that top six of the conference, and you play the two teams ahead of you and below you, as well as Penn State, that's just a couple of notches below. What do you guys have to do to kind of get where you want to be in terms of heading into the Big Ten tournament and getting that seeding that you want?
Well, no disrespect to anybody, but I don't care who we play. I'm concerned about how we go about our business. And you know, we have shown at times we have a chance to be a pretty decent ball club, but we've had too many times where, you know, we just haven't been consistent. And that's on me. I'm still trying to find that right formula. You know, we could sit here and say, yeah, we lost our starting catcher to an injury. We've got a guy playing first that's inexperienced, a guy at third that hasn't played much over there, and we're going to have some growing pains. But it's my job to get that all to work. And you know, we show signs of doing it. Now we just need to do it on a consistent basis. But the Big Ten, you know, since we've been in the conference, regardless of the record, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And it's just, we've had that group just kind of, you know, like you said, there's just a bunch of teams real close to each other. And you know, if you slip up on a weekend, you're going to get beat. Now, Indiana might be the exception to the rule in this whole thing. They're, you know, obviously one of the top teams in the country. And the rest of us are just grinding, scratching, and clawing and trying to find a way to win games.
Just a couple minutes left here with Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad. Coach, we've had some young men from Kearney that have contributed to the University of Nebraska baseball program, like Eric Mum and Bill Vosick, of course, Drew Anderson, and we can't forget the All-American Dave Gappa. But now you have Taylor Fish. As you mentioned, Lubach's out. Fish has got some clutch hits in midweek games. Now he's thrown into the starting role. Can you talk about his development?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be asked to do a lot. He's been, you know, a guy that we'd like to get in them more, but Lubach's been doing a great job. But Taylor knows his role, and he has stayed ready. And when he has got his spot starts, he has got some huge hits for us. And, you know, he went out there on Saturday and had to catch 18 innings, and, you know, that, he hasn't done that, I bet you, in a long time. And you know, he's going to have to hold down the fort back there, which he's very capable of doing. But this is that moment where, you know, all that preparation, if you're not ready, it's going to get you. But Taylor's prepared. He did a very nice job on Saturday, and we're going to need him to continue to do that.
Coach, is there a time frame for Tanner? I mean, is it the conference tournament? Is it longer, shorter? Do we know?
Oh, you know, it's in that high ankle sprain area. Those can be tricky. You know, I keep saying significant amount of time. And you know, what that is, I don't know. But there's, you know, to start putting timetables on it, I think it's too early to really do that. I mean, he is off of crutches. He's walking around. But there will be no type of activities until next week at all of even starting to rehab. So, you know, I just think that we're going to have to just be patient and see where it's at. But, again, you get stuff thrown at you like this all the time. You got to be able to fight through that. You can either use it as a crutch and an excuse, or you can, you know, have other guys step up and make your team come closer together. And that's the option we're going to take.
Coach, as you head to Ann Arbor, give us a scouting report on Michigan. They have a 3.52 team ERA. They pitch pretty well. What are some other things that the Wolverines do well that you guys are going to have to battle with?
Yeah, they're an interesting group. You know, they played a tough non-conference schedule, lost a lot of, you know, close 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 games. I really anticipated them coming out in Big Ten play and really playing well. And they've shown signs of playing well, but they've also been pretty inconsistent themselves. They've got some good arms. They strike out a lot of guys. So we're going to have to be very disciplined laying off breaking balls down and fastballs up. On the bases, they got a few guys that can really run. They get those guys on base, it can turn into a track meet. We just have to make sure that we're not giving any free passes, and when they put the ball in play, that we're just playing catch. And you know, they've shown that they can compete and beat certain teams, and then they show they can trip up. So I think it's kind of a great unknown of, you know, both sides. You know, we both have been kind of playing those type of games, and we're just, you know, whichever team plays more consistent over the weekend is going to win the series.
And Coach, we'll let you out of here with this. People in the know more than me, tell me that if you had played Indiana this week or this season and went 0-3, it would have helped your RPI more than going 3-0 against a Northwestern. Is that true? And just your feelings about not getting a chance to play Indiana in the regular season?
Yeah, is that exactly correct? I don't know, but I bet you it's not far off.
That's just
especially
weird.
If you're on the road playing at Indiana. It was a situation, you know, we had a strength of schedule of 53rd in the country going into the weekend, and at the end of the weekend it was 78. Mm. So, you know, it is what it is. We don't have control over the conference schedule making. That's just the randomness of what it is. And when you're missing two opponents per year, you have the chance of that happening. And now it's going to be even a greater inconsistency when next year we have four teams that we're going to miss in conference play. So again, those are things that we have no control over, so you have to find ways around it. But there's definitely some interesting things when it comes to the RPI. But the one thing that I know takes care of your RPI is if you win. And that's something that we did not do this last weekend. And we're going to have to move forward. We're going to have to win a lot of games.
Coach, we've been kind of talking about the RPI and where you guys are in terms of maybe getting an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. What do you kind of see that you guys have to do from now until the end of the regular season for you guys to solidify that at-large bid?
Well, I would feel comfortable. You know, I kind of at the start of the year, I said if we had 37 wins going into Big Ten play, I'd feel confident in our chances. I still feel strongly about that. It's just it's a matter of taking care of business here. I mean, that puts you at 11-3 going into our last 14 games. Is that a lot? Sure, but we're capable of doing that. Could you have a few less and then, you know, get a few wins in the Big Ten tournament and hope for the best? Probably. But at the end of the day, all that stuff is speculation, and we have to focus on, you know, what's going on now, and that's where our focus is. But the definitely the RPI and the number crunching and all that stuff is definitely a interesting dynamic to it when you're putting together a schedule every year, and it's I actually enjoy it, but it's definitely something where we just need to go out and winning takes care of all that stuff.
Well, let's go get some wins against the Wolverines. Coach, it's always a pleasure chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you at the Big Ten Tournament. Best of luck this weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Coach Darren Erstad joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, he doesn't give you a coach speak all the time.
No.
He comes out and says, hey, 37 is what we wanted. 11-3 gets us there.
And wouldn't we love to just sit on the back deck sometime and just talk to Darren Erstad? Just hang out.
Yeah, and let him take the direction of the conversation.
I wouldn't have anything to say that would be more interesting than what he's got to say. I mean, you know, he wins a national championship in baseball, wins a World Series. I'm sorry, wins a national championship in football as a punter. And you know, those stories would be great. And then, obviously, win the World Series with the Angels. That would be great. And the recruiting stuff, I would keep my mouth shut as much as possible.
Are you a Mountain Oyster lamb fry type of guy?
No.
No, not
no. I have a very finicky palate.
Has anyone ever snuck one by you when you didn't know what it was?
No.
Okay. Well, yes. They're good. Lamb fries, pulled pork dinner, the Sons of the American Legion.
Now, pulled pork, now we're talking.
There you go. 5 to 8 free will offering going towards all of their great activities throughout the community. It's this Saturday at the Kearney American Legion, located on 13th and Central from 5 until 8. So if you're looking for a good Saturday evening meal, the lamb fry and pulled pork dinner, 5 to 8, Sons of the American Legion at the Kearney American Legion, 13th and Central this Saturday evening.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good time. A lot of stuff to do this weekend. There's a ton. And I'll do a little bit of yard work, and then I got to find a way to get out of it quick enough that I can go enjoy my weekend instead of just working in the yard. But I got to work in my yard.
That's good. Tomorrow, we're going to be heading over to Fauner Park for the Bosselman draw. Maybe a full field, Randy.
Yeah, and speaking of stuff to do this weekend, that's always a great race. And again, it's the biggest day of the year for out at Fauner Park. And the weather's going to be good for Saturday. It's going to be great.
Well, great. That'd be great. We're going to talk to some of the owners, trainers. Mike Davis is going to be bringing us some Nebraska Danger information, and we will be talking with the coach tomorrow as well. Looks like Michigan's baseball coach is going to join us on Friday. So there you go. The 100th, I didn't realize that today was the day. Cub fan.
Well, I knew it was coming. I didn't know today was the day. Today's the day.
Yeah. So who are they playing?
Wrigley Field, 100 Arizona. Today.
Arizona.
That doesn't sound right. I mean, I understand that's the schedule, but, I mean, come on. You know it's the 100th anniversary, so let's bring in the youngest team. You know, the franchise that didn't exist for the first 89 and a half years that we had Wrigley Field. Let's do that instead of bringing in the Cardinals or the Reds or anybody that's a little bit more historic than the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Maybe they wanted to try and get somebody that they could compete with.
By the way, that could be.
So the Northwestern baseball team, busy today.
Very nice. Very nice. It was kind of funny. My wife was watching the game the other day, and it's like she was really confused by the Diamondbacks jerseys that said D-backs. She thought it said something else. What are D-bags? What are D-bags? I don't know.
In honor of all the many Cub fans, 110 today. Best of luck, clowns. I hope.
Wow.
I hope the Cubs win.
And I root for a different team in the division, and I don't call them clowns.
Clowns. They are clowns. Even my brother-in-law is a Chicago Cubs fan. It's tough to bring up young children in this day and age as Cub fans.
Well, young puppies don't have their eyes open for quite some time. So if they're really young and Cub fans, it's okay. But eventually you hope that they open their eyes. And yes, my son, I am looking at you.
Oh, folks, don't forget, and this is how we're taking the show out today. And while you're out and about, Midway Auto Dealerships are there for you. Maybe it's just time to get your vehicle worked on. The very great certified maintenance department. If it's just an oil change, in and out 30 minutes, maybe you need to leave your vehicle off. They'll shuttle you to work, shuttle you back home. They'll pick you up when the vehicle is done. It's all part of their Midway certified program. The Midway Auto Dealerships, check some special deals that are always on their website at thinkmidway.com. Plus, you can look at the over 500 vehicles that are on their lot. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Let's finish it out with Go Cubs Go. We'll see you at Fauner Park tomorrow. Thanks to Darren Erstad, Nebraska baseball coach, UNK softball coach Holly Carnes, to Holden and Tana from Buffalo County Community Health Partners for joining us today. And Randy, have a nice day.
And you too. Hey, it's Wing Wednesday. Why would I not?
Sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!